Pumpkin patches and corn mazes are common on the outskirts of cities, but even more rural areas are getting in on the action. As Harvest Public Media's Seth Bodine reports, it's one way to increase tourism, even during the pandemic.
There are about 30 pumpkin patches across Oklahoma, according to the state. Farm tours, you pick fruits, and pumpkin patches, all of it's agritourism. And that's booming. The USDA says agritourism tripled between 2002 and 2017. This season, the Music family in Port, Oklahoma hopped on board.
We lost one pumpkin.
We lost a pumpkin.
It's all right.
Hay rides are a new addition this year at Round Top Farm. Alongside growing crops like cotton, wheat, and alfalfa, the Musics opened a pumpkin patch, complete with a zip line and a petting zoo. For Corey Music, opening a pumpkin patch has been a dream years in the making, inspired by her childhood in Virginia and Tennessee.
Growing up, my best memories are pumpkin farms and Christmas tree farms, picking up pumpkins, taking them home.
After some planning, the Musics started planting in June. Colt Music says they found the perfect spot.
In the corner of the creek, there's just a one-acre little field that was right beside the creek and just looked like it'd be perfect for growing the pumpkins she wanted to. So we got the seed and planted them all by hand. And
Corey says business has been pretty good. The word has been spreading through a Facebook group page with more than 1,000 members.
Well, we've gotten a lot more business than we expected, especially being in this rural area. We really didn't think that we would have all the attention that we've had.
Oklahoma isn't a top pumpkin producing state like Illinois. Even here, some farmers have left traditional farming to do agritourism full time. Lauren Liebscher, owner of Peabar Farms, comes from a family that raised cattle and peanuts for nearly a century. But he switched to agritourism full time with a corn maze and pumpkin patch about 20 years ago. He says it's harder for farmers to get into agritourism now.
It's hard for the new people in agritourism, I think, because the people that started 20 years ago didn't have to do it all in 1 year. You know, interests are completely built in 1 year. If you want to get into agritourism, people don't perceive well when they come out and it's the old, you know, the chicken house is the concession stand.
Still, he's pretty busy this year. After all, the outside activities are pretty pandemic friendly. But there's one thing that has hurt business this year.
You know, our biggest loss is field trips. We do around 3,000 kids in field trips and about 2,000 parents that come with that. So
the Musics are also hoping to get that boost from schools next year. Corey Music says this year they're focusing on breaking even. She says it costs money to get everything set up.
We've paid for animals. We've paid for lumber to build out our barn. We built all new pens for our animals and all kinds of things. So right now we're just paying ourselves back.
But ultimately, Corey says what's more important is connecting people with rural life.
A small rural area like this, it's just nice to have something like this that kind of draws others to this part of Oklahoma. Because if it wasn't, you know, cool things to see in these little towns, nobody would ever pass through here.
Just around the corner from the barn, 2-year-old Abigail Holmes slides on a zip line.
You ready?
Yeah.
Her mother, Cassandra Holmes, says this is the first time either one has been to a pumpkin patch.
Especially in rural areas, it's kind of hard to come across something like this.
Holmes says in rural areas, there's not a ton of things for children to do. That's why Holmes says she hopes the farm will open next year, too. And that's what the Musics are planting the seeds of what they hope will be a long-term business. Seth Bodine, Harvest Public Media.